morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more in control of your health, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis, acne, rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system, it is always a regenerating system, it is always perfectly designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you've got questions about health or nutrition or the longevity products, questions about ingredients, if you want to help a loved one or you want to help a family member or yourself get off your meds, we can help you out on The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is your number. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly. I'm going to try to get to as many calls as I can today, even if we have to go into taking calls in our second segment. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products that we recommend or advertise in the program, you can head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is out. Some of you have questions about that. We're going to be talking to Richard Renton on Friday. Richard is the guy who formulated the product, and he knows all about it. So if you have questions about the new BTT, tune into The Bright Side Friday. In our third or fourth segment, we'll have Richard Renton on, a good friend of mine, and he's the guy who does all the formulations for the longevity products. And he'll be talking about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. If you want to sign up and start yourself a little longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, and get all the tax benefits and tax breaks associated with having your own business, you can click on the Join the Team link on brightsideben.com, or, of course, you can always call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, and they can give you all the information, 866-735-2470. All right, we've been talking about vitamin A for the past couple of weeks or so. We've been talking about it as an anabolic building substance. Vitamin A turns on the production of protein. It's involved in protein absorption. It's involved in the absorption of other nutrients that have anabolic roles, building roles to play in the body. It's involved in building connective tissue. It's involved in building the surfaces of the body, the skin, and the surfaces of organs and glands. Vitamin A is so darn important. We'll be talking about vitamin A's protective roles against cancer, especially breast cancer. We'll be talking about why vitamin A is important for women who are dealing with menopause. We'll be talking about vitamin A and how important it is for the immune system. We'll be talking about vitamin A and how its anti-stress properties. If you're getting the idea that vitamin alpha, as I like to call it, is really important stuff, you are absolutely 100% correct, in my opinion. I recommend 20 to 25,000 international units a day, taken with all of your fatty vitamins. Vitamins D, E, A, and K all work together. Every once in a while, you'll see some studies that come out or articles that come out about the toxicity associated with vitamin A, and they always, all the studies I've ever seen that indicate even the slightest amount of problems with vitamin A supplementation, always are done on patients who have not been supplementing, not been taking their balancing fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. So you want to take all your fatty vitamins together, especially vitamins A and D, which are cousins, and in fact, as we said before, not even really vitamins when it comes right down to it. They don't have the same assisting role that vitamins play. Vitamins are cofactors, coenzymes. They're assisting factors. But vitamin A and D, not assisting factors. They are command molecules. They are hormone molecules. Yesterday we talked about the cosmetic benefits of vitamin A, and I can't think... Now, let's see. You know, vitamins in general have cosmetic benefits and skin health benefits, but none has more cosmetic and skin health benefits than vitamin A. 20 to 25,000 international units a day can help not just with all the internal, not just give you all the internal benefits, but they can also give you skin benefits too. And if that wasn't good enough, as all of those things that you get with vitamin A, anti-cancer, immune building, connective tissue building, collagen building, bone building, skin health benefits, as if all of these benefits weren't enough, there's something even better about vitamin A that you want to know about. As I've said, 20,000, 25,000 IU a day of vitamin A, a dose of 20 to 25,000 IU can help improve all the markers of skin health, aging, pigmentation, acne, collagen, wrinkles, fine lines, photoprotection, protection from the sun, that is. There's so many benefits to vitamin A, but there's something even better about vitamin A that we've touched on in the past. And I want to spend a little time with this because it's such a unique benefit and feature of this really, really cool nutrient, vitamin alpha. The skin, as we've said many times on the Bright Side, is a very effective barrier. In fact, that's the skin's most important role. It's a barrier. Its function is to keep stuff out of the blood and out of the body. It's also functioning to keep stuff in. So stuff, especially water, does not evaporate out. So the skin is a very effective barrier. It keeps stuff out. It keeps stuff in. And this, for the most part, means that skincare ingredients, for the most part now, the skincare ingredients, with some exceptions, are not going to be tremendously effective from a topical standpoint. One of the most notable exceptions is the vitamins. There are vitamins that can be effective skincare ingredients. Vitamin C, for example, if it's formulated correctly in its fatty form, fat-soluble vitamin C, you can get some good benefits, some good anti-aging benefits and sun protection benefits. Vitamin E, used topically, can have some healing benefits for the skin and some sun protection benefits. Vitamin D can have healing benefits. Vitamin D is actually so effective topically, it's used in its synthetic form anyway, as a prescription drug called Dovanex that's used to treat psoriasis. Vitamin K can be very helpful when it comes to improving the healing of bruises. I recommend a 5 or 10% vitamin K cream. You can get that from a pharmacy. I recommend that you use a 5 or 10% vitamin K cream pre-surgery, pre-operation to minimize post-surgical bruising. You rub the vitamin K cream right on the area to be cut, and you'll get a dramatic reduction in bruising. You can even put it right on bruises, vitamin K cream, and you can notice a dramatic reduction in bruising. Vitamin B3, which is niacin, vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, both of those have interesting skin health properties, especially when it comes to acne. Niacin, vitamin B3, has been shown in several studies to be just as effective as antibiotics for treating acne, and vitamin B5 is stupendously helpful for dealing with oily skin. I've been using internal vitamin B5 in my practice for helping folks deal with oily skin, whether it's associated with pimples or not, whether it's associated with acne or not. High doses of vitamin B5, say maybe 5 grams a day, 4 or 5 grams a day, even 6 grams a day, can be helpful for oiliness. And you can put vitamin B5 directly on top of the skin. I've formulated numerous products with pantothenic acid topically for helping deal with oily skin. And the combination of internal vitamin B5 as well as topical B5 can have some really neat effects for oily skin. Vitamin B5 is very, very important for the adrenal glands and for helping the body make steroids, but topically, it can have a lot of anti-oil effects, help dry up the skin, not in the sense of hydration, but in the sense of oil. Make sure you always take the B complex, the entire complex, when you take one or more of the individual B vitamins. But when it comes to topical skincare, as important as all these other vitamins, as important as B5 is, and B3, and vitamin C, and vitamin K, and vitamin D, as important as all these other vitamins are, absolutely nothing, 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 nothing beats vitamin A, especially in its retinoic acid form, when it comes to topical skincare benefits. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. You'll also find a shopping cart up with all the longevity products you hear us talk about, recommend, advertise on the program, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder you add to water and drink. Some of you have already received your BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. If you have questions about any of the ingredients or any of the changes in the 2.0, which is a GMO-free product, it also has a couple other bells and whistles in there. We're going to be talking to Richard Renton on Friday in our third segment, I believe, second or third segment, Richard will be on talking about the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Save your questions up for him. He's the guy who put the thing together, and he's a good friend, and he's the formulator of all the longevity products, along with Dr. Wallach. We'll have him on Friday. Our number today, 855-660-4261. We'll try to take your calls here coming up pretty soon here in the second segment. I hate leaving folks on hold, and for the last couple of weeks, we've ended up not reaching all our callers, and I want to get as many calls in as we can. So try to get on board a little bit early, 855-660-4261. Don't wait too long so we can get as many calls in as we can today. All right, so we're talking about vitamin A, my favorite vitamin. We're talking about vitamin A as it regards skin health. All the vitamins are going to be good skincare ingredients. That's one of the ways that when I started formulating skincare products back in the for my company in the early 90s, my idea was to use topical vitamins. And nobody was doing that back then. And I remember talking to one of my marketing guys, and he was just totally confused about why I was using topical vitamins in skincare products. And I found that very surprising. I remember thinking, why would it be a stretch to think that topical vitamins on top of the skin, would be great skincare ingredients? Today, of course, you see them all over the place, and it's a good thing. They are, in my opinion, the most important and the most effective of skincare ingredients. They all will give you some benefits. Vitamin D can give you benefits for psoriasis. Vitamin C and vitamin E are sun protective. Vitamin C can be tremendously healing, as can vitamin E, but especially vitamin C in its fat-soluble format. Vitamin B3 has got anti-aging properties. Niacin, it's got anti-acne properties. Vitamin B5 for oily skin. But nothing, absolutely nothing, has more topical benefits than vitamin A. Vitamin A in a topical skincare cream or lotion or gel format. In order to understand vitamin A, and it is a little bit confusing, there's actually three types of vitamin A. And women know about this because vitamin A is being advertised a lot in topical form these days. There's three main forms of vitamin A. One, the most popular form, this is the kind that you'll see in supplements and you'll see in most skincare products, is called retinyl palmitate. And that second word refers to the fact that there's a little chunk of fat that's associated with the vitamin A molecule, retinyl. Ever you hear retinyl or retinoic or retinol or retinoid or anything that starts R-E-T-I-N, you're basically talking about the vitamin A molecule or the family of vitamin A molecules. And retinyl palmitate is a piece of fat that's stuck onto retinoic acid, or vitamin A, I should say. And it is how vitamin A is absorbed and utilized internally in the body. It's also the form of vitamin A that's found in most supplements. It's the gentlest, kindest, easiest to use form of vitamin A. You don't have to worry about irritation topically. It's moisturizing. It's not quite as effective as the other two, but it is the kind of vitamin A that you'll find in most skincare products. It's the most stable form of vitamin A, and in the nutrition business, whether we're talking about supplements or whether we're talking about skincare ingredients, products and ingredients need to be stable. Vitamin A is a very potent vitamin, as we said many times in chemistry, as in nutrition, potency equals instability. So vitamin A, because it's such a potent vitamin, is also a very unstable vitamin. Stability, on the other hand, when you have a stable molecule, that tends to mean less potency, less ability to do things. And retinyl palmitate is the form of vitamin A that is both very stable and very potent. Fortunately, there are enzymes in the body and there's enzymes in the skin that can activate and release the vitamin A from the vitamin A palmitate, kind of break off that fatty piece and then release the vitamin A. But you never know exactly how much of that vitamin A is actually going to be released. And you never really know how much of the enzymes you have in the skin either, or in the body for that matter. So when you're using vitamin A palmitate, you just don't know exactly how much of an effect you're going to have. And because the stuff is so mild, you pretty much just have to assume that you're getting benefits. Not a bad assumption, considering that vitamin A has so many wonderful effects, but it's just that you just don't know. Vitamin A is stored in the body as vitamin A palmitate. It's transported into the blood from the digestive tract as vitamin A palmitate. So the body does have chemistry. The body does have enzymes that can do the trick. The body's very familiar with vitamin A palmitate. The second major form of vitamin A is called retinol. And many folks have heard of retinol. Retinol's been in the skincare world for a long time, but really popular in the skincare world for maybe the last 5 years or so. Retinol is a moderately active form of vitamin A. And in fact, if you use enough retinol, a 5 or 10 or 15% concentration, which you're never going to find over the counter, but you can get a prescription for it. If you use a high concentration of retinol, you can get some really, really good skin effects. One of the most interesting things about the active forms of vitamin A, not so much retinyl palmitate, but retinol, one of the most interesting things about these active forms is they're going to cause some really serious peeling of the skin. If you've ever had an exfoliation or peel treatment done in an esthetician's office, you probably use alpha hydroxy acids or maybe salicylic acid, but if you use a high enough concentration of vitamin A, of retinol, you can get a heck of a skin peel. I've been experimenting in my pharmacy with 10% and 20% retinol for several years now, and not only does it give you a great peel, but because you get a good dose of vitamin A, you're going to upregulate all of the markers of skin aging. You're going to get more collagen, you'll get more connective tissue, the proteoglycans, those sugar molecules that give the skin its puffy, kind of fluffy, thick appearance. You'll get better healing, you'll get an increase in skin cell growth, all on top of a good skin peel. That's pretty darn cool. Now, alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic acid, and salicylic acid, you can get some skin peels with those ingredients, but nothing will give you, neither of those ingredients anyway, will give you the same kind of boost, nutrition boost, vitamin boost that you get when you use retinol as a skin peel. This is really where vitamin A becomes a very, very important skincare ingredient. It upregulates genetics. It turns on genes. That's pretty amazing for a skincare ingredient. There's no skincare ingredient like that. There's no other skincare ingredient that can make a claim that you put it on topically and it can affect your genes. Retinol literally activates genetics. Topically applied retinol is an epigenetic factor. It turns on genes. And that means by turning on genes, it stimulates new protein, collagen especially, as well as the movement of new skin cells from the bottom upwards towards the top. Now, retinol, that's good stuff, no doubt about it. Retinyl palmitate, a little bit milder, but the third form of vitamin A, that's the most important form, and really, that is the active form of vitamin A. That's the form that's doing its work. Almost everybody has heard of this third form, and we'll talk about how important this stuff is. We'll tell you what this stuff is and talk about how important it is tomorrow as we continue talking about vitamin A in the skin on the bright side. But I want to get some phone calls in. I do have a couple lines open for you, 855-660-4261. Let's go to James in New York. Welcome, James, to the bright side. What's going on, buddy? Oh, James, apologize. That's the music. We're going to have to take a break. James, hang tight. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. We do have a couple lines open for you. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products or join the Brightside Ben team, head over to brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link. Somebody will get back to you with information. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders or preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben James. I apologize for leaving you on hold there at the end of the hour. What's up, buddy? James in New York.
Yes,
how you doing?
Hello, doctor. Yes.
Hello, pharmacist, not hello. Doctor.
Yes, hello, sir? Pharmacist. I got a tick bite, and on Monday I was diagnosed with babesiosis, and my platelet count went down to 43, and now I'm on antibiotics, and is there an alternative way of curing this disease for good?
I didn't quite understand what you're saying. You had a tick bite, and they gave you antibiotics.
Yeah.
You had did you get an infection?
Oh, yes, I have. I was diagnosed with babesiosis. It's like Lyme disease, but not Lyme disease.
Okay. Did they actually, how do they know? They diagnosed you, but how do they know? Did they do a blood test? They found bacteria in the blood?
Oh, yeah. Several blood tests. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Assuming you have a bacterial infection, this is what antibiotics are for. You know, I'm not a fan of drugs, as you know. I've been working with prescription drugs for a long time, and I recommend people stay off them as much as possible, with some exceptions. The exceptions are pain pills. Praise the Lord for pain pills. You know, before we had pain pills, before we had morphine and opium, when they had to do surgery, they'd have a bunch of people holding you down, and they'd amputate your leg or cut off your breast or do surgery. So praise God for pain pills. Before we had antibiotics, same thing. People would die of infectious diseases if they caught a cold. So when it comes to pharmacy, when it comes to pharmacological treatment and pharmacological intervention, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Certainly the vast majority of prescription drugs are things you don't want to take, you don't want to go near, you certainly don't want to pay for, and if you're on, you want to get off of them. But when you have an infection, you need antibiotics, and that's my opinion. Now, you don't want to be taking antibiotics just if you get a little cut or if you have a cold or just to kill acne bacteria, but if you have some kind of pathogen that's entered into your bloodstream through a tick bite, I personally would recommend you stay on an antibiotic. You don't ever want to be on an antibiotic for more than 2 or 3 weeks straight, because bacteria mutate rapidly. And what's going to end up happening is you'll end up with resistant bacteria. Bacteria have an ability to change so that they become resistant to antibiotics. And then you end up using different antibiotics and stronger antibiotics. That's called antibiotic resistance. And I remember good old Dr. Hammerness back in the 1980s warning us about bacterial resistance becoming a big problem. And he was right. Today we have a huge problem with bacterial resistance, where many bacteria, including nasty flesh-eating bacteria, aren't affected by hardly any antibiotics. So you want to be careful about antibiotic use, and you never want to stay on antibiotics for a long period of time. But if you need an antibiotic because you have an infection, I can't counsel you not to take that antibiotic. However, stay on it for as short a period of time as you need. 2 or 3 weeks is usually one course of an antibiotic therapy. Make sure you continue the entire antibiotic therapy. One of the worst things you could do is just take antibiotics for half of your course of therapy and then stop taking them, because that's a perfect way to develop bacterial resistance. So complete the entire course of therapy and make sure you're using probiotics and fermented foods after you're done with your antibiotic. And in fact, even while you're taking your antibiotic, just make sure you don't take them together. Make sure there's about 4, 5, maybe 6 hours between antibiotic and probiotics, and between antibiotics and fermented food, because the antibiotics will literally kill the probiotics as well. But the worst thing that happens when we take antibiotics is we kill off our natural gut flora, and making sure that you're replacing those gut flora with fermented foods and with a probiotic supplement is a really good idea. If you're looking for a natural antibiotic, vitamin C has got wonderful antibiotic properties. You can use colloidal silver. Iodine in the form of Lugol solution also has antibiotic properties too. Of course, hydrogen peroxide has some antibiotic properties, although it won't do it internally, although it will do it topically. So personally, James, I can't counsel that you get off of the antibiotics until you complete the course of therapy, but I do suggest that you use, first of all, you complete the entire course of therapy, and that you use probiotics with your antibiotics. Thanks so much for your call, buddy. Appreciate it. Moving on, 855-660-4261 is our number. We've got a couple lines open for you. Alicia in Texas, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Alicia. How you doing?
All right.
Yes.
My husband has, you mentioned medications. My husband has AFib.
Okay.
And his doctor, not too long ago, he was on one thing, and then he prescribed him it's called a beta blocker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever you hear blocker after a term, after a prescription drug, that's something you never, ever, ever want to take, unless it's an absolute emergency. Blocker means it blocks, it stops, it inhibits, it prevents, it keeps things from happening. This is the stupidity of the medical model, the utter bankruptcy, the intellectual, intelligent bankruptcy, the utter moronic nature of medicine as we know it today. When the heart is freaking out, and I'll tell you why it freaks out, but when the heart is freaking out, what we do is we poison it. Literally. I'm not talking poetically. I'm not talking figuratively. I'm talking literally. When the heart is freaking out because of an activated stress response, that's what does it, by the way, an activated sympathetic nervous system response. I'll tell you about that here in just a second, Alicia. What the medical model does, I don't want to pick on any individual doctors here. It's the entire medical pharmacological model. It poisons the heart. Now, who in their right mind thinks it's okay to poison your heart? Why don't you go back to your doctor and ask him what the heck he's thinking, why, and it's not his fault, by the way, it's the model's fault, it's how he was trained, why he thinks it's okay to poison the heart. Alicia, you with me here? This is what it does. It poisons the heart. Beta blockers.
I'm going to tell you
how it works here in a second. I'll tell you how you can take care of it. But I want you to get the utter stupidity of this. You have a nervous system that activates the heart. It's called your beta nervous system. The beta blocker blocks the nerves that run into the heart that run the heart, the beta nervous system. That's the term beta blockers. It blocks the beta nervous system, which is the nervous system that partially runs the heart. So by blocking it, they slow down the heart. Well, yeah, if you poison the heart, it's going to get slower, and you're not going to have AFib, but you're not going to feel very good either. You're going to be tired. You're not going to be thinking clearly. You're going to have sexual dysfunction. All the things that your heart does, and your heart does a lot of things, obviously, are going to be suppressed. So what you want to do, does that make sense, by the way, how that works? It blocks the nervous system that feeds the heart. It's like you have an electrical cord that runs electricity into the heart. The heart's an electrical organ, just like your television. You know, if you block the electricity that's running into your television, it's like you have your television, and your television, you're watching TV, and it's all fuzzy, right? So you go to the TV repairman, and he says, I'm going to fix your TV. I'm just going to cut the electricity. And then you go, and he says, look, your TV, it doesn't have any more fuzziness on it. You say, yeah, but you cut the electricity, and now it doesn't work. That's the stupidity here. I mean, it sounds funny, but this is really what your doctor's doing. So when you have AFib, it's a heart that's in distress. The rhythm of the heart, as we've talked about many times, is tightly regulated and tightly controlled. When it's freaking out, usually because of an activated stress response, and I'll tell you about this here in a second, how you can deal with it, if the rhythm gets thrown off. That's what atrial fibrillation or AFib is. The rhythm of the heart is thrown off. So number one, when you have AFib or tachycardia or any kind of rhythm problems or angina or any kind of freak out of the heart, what you want to do is you want to slow things down and relax the body. The easiest, fastest way to relax the body is to practice deep breathing techniques. Lack of oxygen sends the body into sympathetic override, into stress override, and that's what AFib is. Hang tight, Alicia. We'll finish this up and come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Alicia in Texas about beta blockers. Beta blockers shut down the heart, literally, not figuratively. They block the beta nervous system, which is an electrical, you can think of it anyway, like an electrical cord that runs the heart. It basically just blocks the electricity that runs the heart. Not totally, but enough that you feel like crap. Is your husband depressed or tired or fatigued or having sexual problems or any kind of low energy kinds of side effects, Alicia?
Well, yeah, he's more tired, but, you know, when the doctor prescribed it, I was there, and I said, well, you know, what is it supposed to do? And he said, slow down the heart. And,
yeah,
yeah, I don't
poison
think it's
the
really
heart, he should
that.
Have said. Not slow not down the heart,
really,
poison it.
I don't think it's even doing that.
Okay, well, here's the deal. AFib is a sign of a body in distress. All right, it's the first and most important thing. This is a sign that the heart is freaking out. So what do? You tell the body, you tell the heart everything is okay, and there's two ways to do it. Number one, you put things into the body to calm the body down, and number two, you stay away from things that freak the body out. So let's talk about the things that calm the body down. I know I say this all the time, and I hope this is not just going in one ear and out the other for you guys. Oxygen and low blood oxygen are the keys to activating and relaxing the body. And by the way, you can use this in both directions. If you want to relax the body, AFib is a time you want to relax the body. Practice your deep breathing techniques. If you want more energy, on the other hand, you can breathe shallowly and have less deep breathing. Low levels of oxygen and higher levels of carbon dioxide will give you more energy. But on the other hand, if you want to relax the body, you want to relax the heart, slow, deep breathing. Activate the relaxation nervous system. It's called the parasympathetic nervous system. Slow, deep breathing is the fastest way to do it. Every time he's going into AFib, he feels like his heart is freaking out. Slow, deep breathing. In fact, he'll notice that when he goes into AFib, he's doing shallow breathing right before the AFib hits. So I'm paying attention to his breathing, and he'll notice right before his heart goes out of rhythm, and this is true about tachycardias and all kinds of problems with heart speed in addition to rhythm, you'll notice before you, and this is true about panic attacks also, you'll notice that you're going into shallow breathing. So as soon as the shallow breathing hits, if he's paying attention, sit down, have him sit down on a chair or on a couch and just slow, deep breathing. That's number one. Number two. There are wonderful nutritional supplements. Nutritional deficiencies will also stress the body and cause activation of this stress response nervous system. There's wonderful relaxing nutrients that tend to be deficient in the standard American diet. One of the most important is magnesium. You want to use 2,000 milligrams of magnesium every day. Look for magnesium glycinate. Longevity's got a great form of magnesium called the OsteoMag product. 2,000 milligrams a day of magnesium. Omega-3 fatty acids, also very relaxing. Use the Ultimate EFAs, or you can use Kudos Blend, or you can use flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil. Also, fish oil has got some omega-3s, but I wouldn't make that my sole source of omega-3 oils. It's kind of a derivative of omega-3. So a combination of flaxseed oil and fish oil, which you'll find in the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. Coenzyme Q10, very, very important for heart health, 100 milligrams a day. So is vitamin E, 400 international units a day. All of your electrolytes are very, very important for keeping the heart healthy and keeping the heart rhythm steady. Potassium is especially important, by the way, and even just potassium supplements can help, but I don't like using potassium supplements because you want your electrolytes balanced. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, one of the most important benefits of the BTT, is the electrolytes. That's potassium, calcium, magnesium. These are electrical minerals that have electrical properties, hence the term electrolytes. Sodium, chloride, both of those. You can also use Celtic sea salt. That's another way to get your electrolytes. Vegetables and vegetable juices are another way to get your electrolytes. So you got a lot of options here, but last one I want to tell you about is the B-complex. Very, very important, almost as important, probably as important as electrolytes. The entire B-complex, although thiamine and niacin are especially important for the heart, but in the entire B-complex, you can get on a B100 pill, which will give you the entire B-complex. You can have three or four of those a day. You can get the B-complex in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well. Get them on the BTT. Get them on the Osteomag. Get them on the Essential Fatty Acids, the Ultimate EF. Face. Make sure he's drinking vegetable juices. Make sure he's oxygenating correctly, deep practicing deep breathing techniques. These are all things your doctor should be telling you, by the way, before he poisons your husband with beta blockers or any other prescription drugs. And then the last but most certainly not least, he's got to keep his blood sugar stabilized. Nothing will freak out the circulatory system and the heart more than large inputs of sugar into the body, especially refined sugar and carbohydrates, desserts, cakes, pastas, even breads and cereals and anything that breaks down into sugar should be avoided as much as possible. These are all wonderful drug alternatives, Alicia, and I guarantee you if you even do half of what I just said, you're going to start to notice differences. You won't have to deal with poisoning the body. You won't have to deal with liver toxicity. You won't have to deal with a doctor or with a pharmacy or with insurance companies. You won't have to wait in line anywhere or fill out forms, and you'll get better. You'll truly get better because you'll be really working at the causal level, not the symptom level. All right, I got to move on, Alicia. Any other questions?
Thank you. One is that vitamin A, a lot of times it seems to come from fish oil, like the stuff you buy in the store.
It's the main source of vitamin A, yes. Why do you ask?
I've looked, I used to be pretty much a vegetarian, I kind of still am, but I was going to the regular store and almost everything says, it's from fish.
It is, that's the main source of vitamin A. In fact, vitamin A is not found in any plants. It's only found in animals. It's an animal vitamin. And that's, we're animals, Alicia, and I'm a vegetarian too, but we are animals, or I'm not 100%, but pretty close. But we're animals, and we eat animals, and that's how it goes. And vitamin A is not found in plants. There are substances found in plants that are similar to vitamin A that can be sometimes converted into vitamin A, these beta-carotene specifically, but it's not vitamin A. You got to have vitamin A. The only place to get vitamin A is from animal sources, and I don't know how else to do it. You got to talk to a higher authority. If that's a problem for you, because that's how it is. Vitamin A is only found in animal foods and animal products. Okay? Thank you so much, Alicia. I hope I helped you out. God bless. All right. Let's go to Brandon in Georgia. What is up, Brandon? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey.
Brandon?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How can we help you? We only got a couple minutes here.
My granny's got high blood pressure. They got her on warfarin, a statin drug, five other drugs.
Who is this? Your grandmother?
My grandmother. Yes,
why? What do they have against old people, man? Why do they got
to
do this?
They're trying to kill her. They're trying to kill her.
I'm telling you. Listen. Brandon, listen. I know you know this because you've been listening to the program, it sounds like. When you're on a prescription drug, it's not like candy where you just eat and it goes through your body. It's got to get processed, and it's got to get processed as a poison, which it is. And then when you're on two, now you got two poisons that your body has to deal with. When you're on three, now you got three different poisons, not to mention all the different ways these poisons interact. On top of everything else, none of those drugs are going to take care of the real problem that's causing the high blood pressure. Warfarin is one of the most hideous drugs on the planet. It's a blood-thinning drug. I don't even want to hear about the other drugs because they're probably just as awful. The only way to control clotting and blood pressure with a prescription or with a pharmacological agent is to literally poison the body, to literally poison the vasculature, the blood vessel system, the control system of the blood. the blood is not going to thin itself, and it's not going to lower the blood pressure without some kind of massive poison dose, and that's what a prescription drug is. So what's high blood pressure? It's the same thing that AFib is. We talked about AFib, atrial fibrillation, with Alicia a moment ago. High blood pressure is a classic sign of the body in distress. The body is in distress when it's not getting oxygenated. So first and foremost, Brandon, practice, teach your mom or your grandma how to practice deep breathing. Have her sit down on the couch. She's going to feel great. You're going to add years to her life, and you're going to lower her blood pressure right before her eyes. In fact, if you want her to make a demonstration for her, get a blood pressure cuff, take her blood pressure, and then have her practice deep breathing techniques slowly in through the nose and slowly out through the nose, and always exhale a little bit longer than you inhale. When you're practicing your deep breathing, the relaxation response is keyed into the exhale, not the inhale. So you want to make sure you're practicing the exhale. In fact, if you really want to see how effective this is, and I don't mean to be gross here, but the next time you're having a bowel movement, practice deep breathing while you're sitting on the toilet, and as you're having your bowel movement, focus on the breath leaving, and you'll notice that your bowels and your intestines are starting to relax just as you practice the exhale. Just on the exhale, you'll feel your bowels relax. For your grandmom, have her sit on the couch, have her take her blood pressure, and then practice deep breathing, focusing on the exhale. Take her blood pressure again after about 5 minutes of deep breathing, and look what it does to her blood pressure right on the spot within 5 minutes. Now, obviously, she'll probably go back to her old breathing techniques, and her blood pressure will go up, but it'll be a good way for her to exhibit for her own very eyes how powerful deep breathing can be for lowering blood pressure. B vitamins, very important for lowering blood pressure, especially niacin, vitamin B3. Have her get on some time to release niacin. Magnesium, one of the greatest blood pressure lowering supplements of all, 2,000 milligrams a day, and of course a good nutritional supplement program. The Mighty 90, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Omega, the Ultimate EFAs, as well as the OsteoFX. Wish we had more time, Brandon. That should give you a bunch of good information. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate all you, all our callers, all our letter writers, all our listeners. Thank you so much. And tomorrow we'll continue talking about vitamin A topically in its most active form. All right, that's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.